Welcome to another episode of Mission Compliance, Unleashing Growth Potential for Defense Contractors. Today, we're sounding the alarm. If you haven't already started preparing for CMMC Level 2, you're putting future contract opportunities in jeopardy. Why? Because on November 10th, 2025, the DoD's final rule goes live. All new DoD solicitations will include CMMC requirements as a condition for award. That means the time to act is not tomorrow, not in 6 months, it's right now. In this episode, we'll talk about what's changed, what's at stake, and how you can move fast and smart in your preparation. You smell like beef and cheese, you don't smell like Santa. We're joined once again today by Mike Frieder, President of On-Call Compliance Solutions and a CMMC Professional Assessor. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Hey, it's great to be here, Roman. Thanks for having me.
So, Mike, as the intro noted, today we're talking about CMMC Level 2 preparation. This video is based on a compliance tip video on our YouTube channel, but since that video was released back in June, we've received big news about CMMC, which we mentioned in the intro. It is now going to be part of the law, part of how you get awarded starting on November 10th, which based on our schedule will be pretty close to the time that this podcast episode is released. So it's a good thing we're talking about this today. Let's jump right into this then. What are clients risking by delaying CMMC readiness?
I think in short, everything. I mean, it's... You know, look, I don't want to be super dramatic about this, but I think the reality is what we have seen is that when clients don't become compliant with DFARS and NIST SP 800-171, what happens is they are then left off of lists of potential vendors. And the worst part is they don't know it. So that was, you know, so example, Lockheed Martin or, you know, Raytheon or any of these other, you know, major companies, right? BAE, et cetera. Look, they have known good vendor lists of people that they can subcontract with, et cetera. And they frequently, you know, send out questionnaires asking about, you know, a company's status. Are they compliant? Are they following the law? Are they doing this, that, and the other thing? And if one of those questionnaires comes back with the wrong answer of no, then what happens is they get moved over into a column kind of permanently that this is not a vendor we can work with. Rarely do I ever see them come back to those people and ask questions about whether or not they've fixed their issues. They just kind of get blacklisted and that's the end of it. So CMMC, I think, is going to be much the same thing. You know, these, you know, whether you're directly contracting with the DoD, you know, NASA, et cetera, you know, who's going to require CMMC, or whether you are, you know, working with a prime. If they're requiring CMMC and you don't have it, it's going to be a major massive issue for you. And it's the worst kind. It's like the silent killer. It's the, this company isn't compliant. So they don't even get asked about business. We just know we can't use them. So, you know, in short, what I would say is what are they risking? Gosh, you know, they're risking everything. They're risking their current business. They're risking not being eligible for future awards, which we know is just so huge in the DoD. You know, in defense, defense is the kingmaker business. You can just win one defense business and it can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Even if you're a small company, you can win big, big contracts that are very hard to come across in the private sector. And so again, you're risking everything. I mean, you're risking your employees' stability, you're risking your company's stability. You're risking not being able to continue doing business as normal, and you're risking the opportunity loss of what happens when you aren't leading with a competitive advantage that your competitors are, which is that they've gone out and gotten CMMC certified, that they're ready to do business, you know, in a compliant and secure manner. And believe me, security is, no matter what kind of company you are, your partners, your clients, your vendors, they want to know that you're secure to do business with. And this is the guarantee on that. This is the way to let them know, yes, we can handle the you know, CUI and other secure information, ITAR, et cetera. We can handle that. We've got systems that are ready for that.
Absolutely. So this is next one is a two-part question, and it kind of goes in tandem with the first question as well. This says, what has changed now that CMMC rules are final and enforceable? And how does that affect contractors who thought they had more time?
Yeah, so how does it change things? I think the way that it changes things is with DFARS and NIST compliance. You know, there's a at this point, I think a fairly well-known gotcha that what you could do is you could do all your documentation, you could do your paperwork, but the score that you submitted into the DoD's SPRS system was based on whether or not you have solutions and are working on them, not whether they're implemented. The only people who really ever got tested on implementation were a very, very, very rare subset of companies with really high security stuff going on. You know, they may be sole source vendors where they're the only people that produce something that's very critical, or for whatever reason, what they're working with has been deemed very, very critical in nature. And for those companies, you know, they would go through a DIPCAC high audit or even a medium audit where all they were assessed on is the system security plan. For some reason, though, luckily, very few people actually read the assessment guide. Very few people really understood that the way this was assessed, there's three ways it's assessed: a low, medium, and high. And you know, that's okay, right? So there's kind of like this period of time from 2017 to roughly now, 2025, late 2025, where I think companies could really get away with a lot. That changes November 10th. There's no more, I mean, there's you really can't have temporary deficiencies unless they're temporary deficiencies that honestly would be very easy to solve, right? The one-point controls. But the things like multi-factor authentication and FIPS validated encryption and, you know, really being able to define what it is that is compliant, those things are just no-goes at this point. You can't have that in place. So I think the big thing that changes is now we move to implementation. Now we move to the point where there isn't a choice, there isn't a wriggle around, there isn't an exception. You know, you can't go running a lab full of old decrepit equipment and still be okay processing CUI. You're going to have to be up to date. You're going to have to be taking care of your stuff, and you're going to have to be compliant. You're going to actually have to do it this time. So I think for a lot of companies, what's going to change is they're going to really be surprised when it comes to CMMC. I'll go a step further and tell you, I think another thing that's going to change is there's going to be a shock going through defense contractors on the level of IT help that they need. Simply put, this is not baby stuff that a tier two IT person can handle. You know, there's a lot of policy documentation, there's a lot of advanced cybersecurity that's required by law. These things have been required for years, but I'll tell you know, your average IT guy doesn't know what a SIEM solution is. They just have no idea how to really implement one and get the alerts flowing and do the things that are much more normally outsourced to a security operations center. And you know, those are things that, again, your typical IT guy or your lower level IT guy is just not going to be able to do. I think that's, you know, that's one of the areas that I think we've been able to really succeed with our clients is bringing them a much higher level of IT capability. And in an outsourced and affordable way. I think that's what our clients really love about us. Look, you go to hire one of these IT people that's got the kind of talent that we've got, you know, you're looking at mid six figure minimums to really bring those people onto staff. It's one of the places where I think outsourcing really makes quite a bit of sense. So, you know, I think that at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of change, but I also think it's going to bring a lot of maturity that's long overdue to our defense contractors. And these people who are supporting them. So I think there's a lot of good things coming, but I think there's going to be a bit of a shock to the system, you know, for defense companies when it comes to the type of people they need to employ and the way that they need to get it employed and the fact that they're actually going to have to be, you know, held accountable. So yeah, I think the number one thing that is really going to change, Roman, is accountability is coming, and it's November 10th, and there are legal, you know, check boxes. I mean, literally, like, you know, the check box in the SPRS system for CMMC level one and two self-attestation or self-certification, it says you are going to be held legally liable for the result that you put in here. And I think there's going to be a lot of people out there who are very uncomfortable attesting to that without that kind of assurance. As a matter of fact, actually, I'll tell you, one of the things that we're beginning to engage in frequently now is we are beginning to frequently engage in CMMC level two mock assessments, where these companies are having the IT people hit the brakes and go, wait a minute, wait a minute. I want some reassurance before I sign my name to this that somebody else agrees that we're compliant. And so I think that's another area that we really excel in, is providing a cost-effective option for the CMMC level 2 mock assessment. So I think that's another thing that I would probably advocate for our audience, is before you go out for the real thing and before you self-attest, you want to go through a CMMC level 2 certification mock assessment, not the real thing, but something to make sure that you've stepped through this for real with your team.
Yeah, you're right. As I mentioned, this episode will be coming out, will be going live on YouTube just mere days before that November 10th live date for all this CMMC stuff. So if you were starting today to get prepared for CMMC to get compliance so that you could start winning defense work, if you were getting started today, what would your top priorities be to accelerate your level two readiness?
Boy, I think if you were just getting started now, I think my first move would be a free call with one of our certified compliance experts. We've been doing it for free for 7 years, and I think that the first thing to do is get educated, and we do that for free. We do it probably 15 to 20 times a day, with our certified compliance expert team. It's an unbelievable service we provide for the DIB. It's free of charge. Then they can call us and they can get educated about what all this stuff is, and it doesn't cost a penny. There's no obligation. You don't have to buy anything from us, but it's something that we've been doing for a very, very long time. If you want to try to take this kind of thing on yourself, I won't kid you, the average time that we've seen is like 2 to 4 years to actually really get this stuff figured out on your own. And that's with a seasoned IT person who's got all the time in the world to figure it out. Realistically, most IT people are overburdened, overworked, don't have time for this kind of stuff. They're just trying to like keep their head above water and breathe, amongst all of the IT tickets and service requests they get every day. Let alone the fact that they've got IT systems that, basically get refreshed every 4 or 5 years. So it's an incredible endeavor to embark upon. It's why I think it's so popular to call on call and get third party support, and just the extra bandwidth that comes with extra people being involved in this process. Again, we run one of the most rapid, probably the most rapid implementation approach to DFARS, NIST, SP-800-171, and getting ready for CMMC. So, I think that we've built the answer to that question, Roman. I think the answer really is, we've had clients in this situation. We've shown up weeks before DIBCAC assessments. We've helped them through the CMMC certifications. That's the kind of experience, boy, you're gonna need that on your side. But the good news is that OnCall does exist, and OnCall understands defense contractor needs. We understand that you don't have months to figure this out. We understand that you really need most of this done for you. And that is something that we're very excited to offer, and it's something that we're really, really good at. And, I will also say, if you're out there and you think you're ready and you want to go for certification, we're also a certified third-party assessing organization. So we're a C3PAO, which is pretty cool. I can say that now. I think that's another area that we can help in is look, if you think you're ready in the next couple of weeks and you want to beat this November 10th deadline, come talk to us. We're open for business, and we can handle that sort of thing. So I would definitely really advocate at this point for being aware of everything that's required, and the whole ecosystem. So yeah, there's free resources that we offer. Nobody else wants to put this stuff out there for free. We do. And I would just really highly advocate for approaching it that way. I think that's probably the smartest and fastest way to get it done. I certainly haven't heard of anything faster.
Speaking of questions we built the answer to, Mike, this week's silly question isn't so much for you, but instead for our viewers and listeners. And I said, and Mike, I did handpick this one specifically for you because if you know anything about Mike when he's not being the CEO of OnCall, it's that you'll understand that this question is right in his wheelhouse. But again, this isn't well, for you, but instead for our audience, and then you can tack on the end of it, whatever you feel like you need to. So this week's question for our audience is, if your organization's CMMC level 2 readiness were a race car, is it currently idling in the pits, stalled at the starting line, or already doing donuts on the track? And most importantly, and probably the place where Mike can have a jumping off point as he just did a minute ago, who's in your pit crew? Mike, what do you think about that?
All right, so that's a lot of questions, so I'll try to tackle it one at a time. Look, I think that I think less than 5% of the defense industrial base right now is actually ready for CMMC certification and could pass right now. There are not thousands of companies, but in the low hundreds of companies that have successfully passed. We certainly have some of those as clients. We've even prepared other C3PAOs, and we are a C3PAO ourselves, so we've done it at every level. But I think that there's a lot of people out there who really, are still coming along. I think a lot of people are stalled in the pits. They don't know how to move forward. They don't think this is real. I think they have problems getting financial approval to get the support they need because it's not yet affecting their contracts. And the challenge is that when it starts to affect your contracts, it's black and white. It's like there's money here one day and you can't touch it the next day. And that's really problematic. I don't think the defense industrial base is really prepared for that. I think there's a slew of mom and pop shops that are not prepared. I think there's a slew of larger enterprises that cannot get their heads wrapped around this stuff and are still running really scary levels of cybersecurity. They're just not there. So I think there's a lot of people there. I think there's some people who are ready. I think there's people that have been preparing for this for years. They're eager, they're ready, they understand it. We're lucky enough to count a lot of our clients in that area. And those guys are on the starting line. They're ready to rock and roll, and their next step is a third party assessment. And then I think you've got the rare breed. We are within the first 82 companies in the world to become a C3PAO that involves a CMMC level 2 certification audit by DIBCAC. We get it, we understand it. At the end of the day, it's look, we're the Ferrari on the starting line, although maybe this year that's not really a very good thing to call out because F1 Ferrari's not doing so hot, but maybe if we go to endurance racing and we roll the LMP cars, where they're consistently coming in first, second, or third, maybe that's the Ferrari that we want to be. So in prototype racing, definitely a Ferrari. I think that's probably pretty much where OnCall fits. And at the end of the day, I think the reality is we want to help everybody in the defense industrial base get on our level. Get to the point where they're out there and they're in the race, they're competing for the business, they're winning the business, they're hitting their high marks on information security. That's what we want to do. And we're excited about that. It's really what gives us a tremendous amount of pride. And it's something that we just really love the fact that we are in that game doing that kind of stuff. So it's a huge point of pride, huge, huge, huge point of satisfaction for us. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. We want to be the race shop that helps you get out on track and start winning. And that's what we're going to do with CMMC. We're going to help you guys become that compliance hero and really, rev your engines and flex out there as someone who's gotten through CMMC. You've got your stuff together and you are a company that others want to work with. And that's going to be a big deal coming up very, very soon.
So let OnCall be your pit crew. If you're just starting to figure this out, if you're stuck in the pits and you're like, where is my crew? It's the blue shirts right here. That's what we do best at OnCall. But Mike, have you seen the F1 movie starring Brad Pitt?
I have indeed. I have indeed.
It's excellent.
Yeah, it's really, really incredible.
I think that's one of the first times I've asked you on this podcast, have you seen a movie? And you've said yes.
That might be the only time, really. I mean, that's probably the only movie I've seen in the last year, to tell you the truth.
I figured it had a good shot of being of you seeing it, considering it was a racing movie. But
Well, hey, look, who doesn't love Brad Pitt and who doesn't love F1?
there you go. And that wraps up another great episode of Mission Compliance. We hope our discussion today has provided you valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiration to navigate the ever-evolving world of defense. We'd like to thank Mike for joining us and talking about the very important topic of CMMC Level 2 readiness ahead of the November 10th deadline. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Roman. Always happy to be here.
But the conversation doesn't end here. We encourage you to continue exploring these topics and connect with us via our social media channels. Share your thoughts, ask questions, and engage with fellow listeners using the hashtag Mission Compliance Podcast. If they haven't already, what should they do, Mike?
Well, they should like, they should subscribe, and most importantly, tell a fellow friend in the defense industrial base who's banging their head against the wall, trying to figure all this stuff out and get ready for CMMC. We can help.
That's right. Hit that like, follow, or subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so that you always know when new episodes like this one are released. And we truly appreciate if you could take a moment to rate and review the show. Your feedback helps us to continue to bring you thought-provoking episodes and high-quality content. Join us next time as we delve further into the dynamic world of defense, security, and industry innovation. Until then, take care, stay informed, and make compliance your mission. See you next time.
Thanks, everybody.